Are you a financial advisor considering the Independent Registered Investment Advisor, or RIA, model and wondering where to start? Start with Schwab Advisor Services. Schwab has helped thousands evaluate the full range of options and can help you determine your best path forward. Navigate the big and small decisions by tapping into Schwab's decades worth of insights on what fuels RIA success. With Schwab Advisor Services, you have a custodian that will support you every step of the way. Start your journey today at advisorservices.schwab.com/paths.
Come on in.
I'm Lainey.
And I'm Laura Beth.
And we are Steel Magnolias,
two sisters who love family, traditions, and all things Southern.
We've got plenty of room at our table, so pull up a chair.
Hi, Laura Beth.
Hello, Lainey. It's so good to see your face.
And I hear birds chirping. It's just a good day.
Well, it is a good day, and we are kicking off today's episode with some exciting news.
Whoop, whoop.
We are ready to take Steel Magnolias podcast from just our creative passion project to thriving entertainment.
We've done pretty a good bit already.
We have.
But take it up a notch.
We're over 80 episodes, and we actually have come to a place where we have heard y'all, the people have spoken, and we've gotten a lot of feedback from y'all that we are now starting to put in place. So we've had people reach out that want to connect more, they want to buy more, they want to see more content.
Make videos, do that.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
We hear you.
Yes, send me a recipe card, like, you know, do an ebook. So we have paused for a long time on doing anything beyond this Tuesday episode, trying to be good stewards of our time and make sure that we still get good time put into
this episode.
Each episode.
It takes a good bit of time.
Yeah. But we are going to take a leap of faith and jump into the deep end.
Wow. Yep.
So, okay, what does that mean? What is she talking about, the deep end? Well, what it means is our Tuesday episodes will still remain awesome and Southern with uplifting conversations about life in the South.
Yes.
Nothing's changing with those. We are adding to.
That's right.
So
it literally is going to go deeper.
It is. Yeah.
I guess
pun was intended. So for those that are ready to go deeper with us in some way, shape, or form, I'm talking to you. So you are invited to visit our Patreon page, which I will link to in our show notes. Patreon, that's a different word. It's P-A-T-R-E-O-N.
Yeah.
Like as if you're a patron of a store, a patronized person.
Okay. But you throw in an extra letter, so it would make it hard to find if you didn't spell yeah. it out.
So Patreon is a website that provides a way for creators and artists and podcasters like us to connect with people that want to support their work, plain and simple. So you can visit now our Patreon page. We have set it up. We spent a lot of time trying to finesse what we wanted to do, how we wanted to offer some additional things. And there are three different tiers, as they call them, of special offerings that we're going to produce. So each tier will have a dollar amount of $5, $10, or $20 a month as options for support. And they are going to come with some great benefits, y'all.
Yes.
Okay, so what are some examples of that, you ask? Well, we will be sending you anything from like a thank you note with a couple of special recipe cards, like printed, so you can actually put them in your recipe box or your three-ring binder, as Lainey has, or whatever hard copy you might like, all the way to a full-blown Steel Magnolias swag bag, complete with merchandise from us and Southern companies that we love.
So fun.
Okay, so.
And some extra
content. Right? Okay, so finally, we will also now be producing a bonus episode once a month with a more sister chat type of format, like the episode that you're about to hear today. And we're going to go deeper on subjects, a lot of subjects even that we might have discussed on a podcast. We can go deeper. We can go more into spiritual discussions.
Yeah.
and whatever else we deem relevant and uplifting.
So I would say no subjects left off the table, yes. So to speak.
Love the table analogy. So let's do this. Let's do it together. Check out the tiers. Find one that fits you best. And without further ado, this is our sister chat.
How fun. And I think that deserves a cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers. I made us a cocktail.
Thank you. Thank you.
And let me tell you about this cocktail. Isn't it a pretty color?
Yes.
I know.
Well, it's red.
The cocktail name is called Boulevardier.
Okay.
Doesn't that sound fun? That is not Southern. It is French.
It looks like, to me, straight grenadine. It's got that pretty
red.
Doesn't
even have it in it.
Really? Okay.
No, it does not. The color comes from an ingredient called Campari. And Campari is kind of an herby liqueur. Mm-hmm. Like almost kind of like a bittery taste.
Yeah.
That's what's giving it that red color.
Okay.
But it also, it's equal parts rye whiskey, this Campari, and it calls for sweet vermouth.
Okay.
I did not have sweet vermouth. I had dry vermouth.
I wouldn't have sweet nor dry at my house, so.
So I put a little simple syrup to sweeten it.
Okay.
And then you garnish it with an orange peel.
Yep. So
that's
pretty.
The cocktail.
I can taste the rye-ness.
Okay.
In the rye whiskey.
Yeah.
So something is drawing out the rye to me, or it's just, is this that Basil Hayden rye whiskey? What
it's
did you
not.
Use?
This one is Bullet.
And okay.
The video that I watched actually said they recommended the Bullet rye.
Okay.
But let me tell you a little bit about the cocktail. So Boulevardier is loosely translated man about town, or we're going to say woman about town.
Okay.
That it was created by this guy by the name of Erskine Gwynn, and he was the publisher of a magazine called Boulevardier.
Nice.
And it was for expats that were living in Paris in the 1920s.
Oh my gosh.
So he wanted it to have, you know, whiskey in it,
right.
American whiskey.
Right.
And then to bring about this Italian.
I love it.
Campari and
yeah.
Vermouth. So I like it in that it's easy. You can mix it in the glass.
Okay.
As you know, just equal parts.
Okay.
Like an ounce. Or I did a little more rye than
to
an
me,
ounce,
this is, now I'm kind of going to contradict myself later because I know we're probably going to mention bourbon women, but it would make for a great girls' night cocktail.
Yes.
Because it isn't so bourbon. It's, I mean, it is bourbon, but it looks kind of girly.
It does. The color is unique.
Like, I think a lot of, like, something about an old-fashioned just uh-huh. looks manly. Unless you put the cherry in.
Yeah, and I can see what you're saying.
And so anyway.
Yeah.
It would make, this would
but
make
this
for
looks
fun.
Like it would be, it looks like it would be a girls' night kind of drink.
Yeah.
I don't know if a dude would, but it's a man about town. I don't
That's
know.
That's true.
Anyway, I like it a lot for the ease and the taste.
Okay, yeah.
So.
Well, I'll put a link to the recipe in the show notes.
Okay.
So y'all can make it yourself.
Yes. Well,
thank
cheers.
You. So what's on the agenda? What we got
oh
to talk
my
about?
So many things.
Give me some hot topics.
Well, one highlight of my week this week was seeing a fresh video from a comedian that I hadn't seen in so long named John Crist.
Oh, be still my heart.
Let's
yes.
talk about him because we both really think he's funny.
Yes. And by the time this episode comes out, you may have seen it a few weeks back, but
he, if you don't know him, you need to look him up. He's hilarious.
Yes. Maybe I'll link to that in our show notes, just his Instagram account alone. So John is back on the scene after spending, I don't know, 8 months.
I think
or
he
so
said 8 months
in rehabilitation for probably layers of things.
Yeah.
He came forward after basically, well, I don't even know if you would say like allegations. That seems like such a strong word, but like there was some talk that he had acted inappropriately.
Yeah. And that's a good way to say it. Cause I'm like, how do you even, I don't even.
On dates and just like backstage, just like banter and with women and just like overall, like the same theme was coming out from different women that he probably crossed the line in different respects.
Now, pause button. Can I say something?
Yeah.
This guy is a Christian comedian.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah.
So I'm saying, like, I think if he hadn't been considered a Christian comedian, none of this ever would have even
No headline been, would have made.
There would have been no.
No. But what was anything. Interesting was he said nothing to rebut any of the things that started
yeah,
coming
out.
Yeah,
yeah.
And his Instagram account has over 1 million followers, and he was daily posting videos that were hilarious, just going through life.
Often poking fun at the church.
Yeah.
I mean, almost always.
Like Christian culture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that was, I mean, I found them funny.
Oh, I don't smile at any Instagram account video like I smile when I watch him.
And he laughs at himself.
I was going to say.
That's the best part.
Especially if he starts laughing.
He gets tickled at himself. And that makes me start laughing out loud.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So he didn't
even
come
respond.
Forth with any response. It just was dark.
Yes.
His account.
Daily to nothing.
His account didn't go down, but there was no posting day after day after day after day.
For
I mean, everybody
months.
Was like, where did he go? And he went to go get well.
Yeah.
That's where he went. And
whatever that looks like. I don't even know. He mentioned rehab. So I don't know if he literally went to a location.
Yeah.
Or if he just had like some mentors helping him. I have no idea what
right.
that looked like.
But he went to seek help because he acknowledged whether all the things that were coming out, whether every detail was true. He at least acknowledged like I need to change some things in my life.
Yeah.
And I need to step away from the public eye to do that.
Yeah.
And so, yeah. So fans were kind of like just basically in the dark about it all.
Yeah.
He wasn't, you know, coming up for air for any updates or
yeah.
anything. So, yes, a few weeks back, all of a sudden,
he put up on my
Instagram stories, I had his little face with the red circle
a new photo.
Around it that he had posted a video. And I was like, yeah. And
he's
he did.
Back.
He kind of gave an update of like, you know, here's what I've been doing.
Well, and it felt very heartfelt, I thought. Like,
for sure.
He owned up that he had done bad, you know, wrong things.
Yeah.
And he wasn't at all dodging it.
No.
Like, he went there.
And then the next day, he was at Waffle House, y'all, and he was showing on his phone the shower curtains that were separating each booth. And I mean, just like, that's why I'm just going to leave it there.
Yes.
Like, it's that sort of stuff where he
just starts laughing about things around him. And it's awesome.
Doing life. So it's the most life-giving Instagram account I follow. And so I'm very thankful that he's back.
Yes, me too.
Because he brings me such joy.
Well, I'm so glad he's back. We got an opportunity to meet him, which was so fun. And I got to joke around with him because it was just... So it was just fun to
yeah.
get to have some banter
yes.
with them and got a couple photos with them. He's
yeah.
really funny.
He's just a good-natured guy, and I wish him the best.
Me
and
too.
And I do hope that we get to see more. I actually went to his Instagram like the next day after the Waffle House video because I was like,
what's he going to do today?
What's today? So, you know, I'm kind of like, okay,
yeah.
are we back in daily mode? And he,
yeah.
I don't think he's posted anything in a while, so it's not going to be probably as frequent, or maybe he's just getting warmed up. But
well, I did want to mention, like, I've heard, like, I've seen some comments and some things, like, you know, kind of buzz talking about, like, well, he hasn't apologized to every single one of the women mm-hmm. for what he did mm-hmm. and et cetera, and then I've heard, you know, well, there wasn't any sexual stuff that went on. Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what went on. I don't know what base he went to with these women,
yeah.
so to speak. But I do think he made that public stance that was very heartfelt.
Yeah.
And I don't know at what point I don't know what happened, so I don't know what the
right.
expectation should
and
be.
And I don't want to
and
know what happened.
I don't want to know.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I liked that he kept it broad because I got the gist, and that's kind of all I need.
That's all we need.
That's kind of why I like reading the book usually versus seeing the movie, because whatever the scene is, if it's a heated scene of, like, you know, a heated conversation, or if it's a mm-hmm. romance, like, in my mind, I can take it as far as my mind needs to go, and that's usually pretty broad.
I see what you're saying.
PG strokes.
Yeah.
But anytime the movie comes out, then you're like getting all the visual, and it's always...
You can't get the visual out of your head either.
Ten steps
if you see
ahead.
The visual. Yeah.
And so Yeah. So I actually very much appreciated him not publicly getting into really nitty gritty stuff.
Yeah.
And yeah, like I said, I really wish him the best.
Yeah,
I hope for
to see more and more of him.
Good future for him. So yeah.
That's awesome. Okay, I have a fun thing to show you. So this, we're getting just out of graduation season, getting back into the fall, right?
All those graduates that waited for their ceremony or had a Zoom ceremony. Yeah.
Well, I had 3 graduate gifts to do this year, and they were all boys.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to show you how proud I was. I have 3 boy thank you notes in my hand.
That's amazing.
They're even boyish looking.
They are.
Like, they're so cute.
Blue and white or black.
And I just was so proud.
Good for those parents.
Right? Either the boys knew or the moms pushed them. I'm not sure what. But great. They all spelled my name right. Like, it's impressive.
Gosh. Right? There's like bonus
so,
points.
So, kudos to these boys and their moms. Moms of Gavin, Sam, and Noah.
Well done. That's amazing. Yeah.
So, anyway, we talk about the importance of thank you notes.
Well, and maybe they had a little more time to write than this year, or this summer, because there's a lot less pulling at our schedules, but regardless.
Well, and who knows?
So thoughtful.
I think these 3 are all actually going to a campus, not doing an online situation. So they do need dorm stuff and that. Whereas it's so weird. Oh, and I got Freya off, like, finally.
Yeah.
So she's back in China.
Yeah.
We've mentioned her on the show before.
Yeah.
So she is back in China and will be doing the beginning of the fall semester online from there.
Okay.
I think she has to be back on Indiana's campus in February.
Okay.
So, strange
time to be a college student. Strange time to be alive.
It's so true.
In general.
Oh, and speaking of that, I want to mention mask because
my sad surgical paper mask.
I had pack of a bunch of masks, mm-hmm. and those disposable ones. And I thought for sure this would be over before I ran out of masks.
Yeah, your stack was so big. You gave me a big handful it was such a big handful. I then gave a bunch away to my neighbors.
And to mom and to dad.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, And here we are.
Yeah.
Like, it's still going on with no end in sight yet.
Yeah.
So I bit the bullet and bought a 5-pack of real ones.
Did you get like a fun design?
They're all solid.
Okay.
They're not like fun. But they're really good breathable. One of my former clients that moved to Boston, Pam, she had put a post up that these were the best ones she had worn.
Well, maybe I should get some of those.
It was actually funny enough from a maternity store called Mother Bee, BEE.
Okay.
And so they had all different packs, 3 packs, 5 packs, you know, whatever, but they are really nice and breathable.
Okay.
So I'll let you try one on.
I was looking at sports team. I was looking at Tennessee football ones.
Oh, that'd be fun. That would be cute.
We're going to be in the fall.
That's true.
Before we know it. So one was like our mascot, Smokey.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like the bottom half of his face. And then one was just the power T. But I don't think I'm going to go that route.
I saw one that I probably should order because of the comment I made about you can't tell when somebody's smiling. And so I've had people that I'm smiling at, like, just not even look at me, you know?
Yes.
There's one that has plastic.
I saw it. I saw it and I thought of you immediately. I meant to tag you in that.
It's the whole thing's not plastic.
I know,
but
just
the mouth
part.
So you can see the
teeth
if you show teeth. And I was like, I need that mask. We could do a Magnolia.
Go ahead and self-promote.
On our Patreon, you get a Magnolia mask.
That's not an offering, guys.
I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Well, have you been to a drive-in? Like a drive-in?
Not ever in my life, yes.
That was a really weird way to say that, yes.
And
no, not in the 90s or the 80s.
I have not been lately.
Or 1955, as Dad said. He saw my picture because I went to the drive-in. I went to a makeshift drive-in movie theater that was the side lot of a church.
Oh, well, that's still fun.
That has a screen already right now because they've been doing some outdoor services.
Okay.
And so I guess they were like, maybe we should do something else with this screen besides just Sundays. Sunday mornings. So I went and saw the original Mary Poppins.
Oh my gosh. Is it not so good?
It's so good. And I guess you don't realize until you're in, like, you know, 80 and 90 degree weather in Tennessee, sitting there watching it, that it is 2.5 hours long.
I don't remember that at all. Because it flies. The music's so good.
It's great. It was pretty hot. But Jacob let everybody know that. And that's my 2-year-old son. So he had his shirt off, you know. But
so he was not dancing, kicking up his feet to Step in Time.
That's like one of the last songs. That's okay. That was the carrot we kept dangling. Because he was like, you know, go Jacob's house. And
That's so hysterical.
But it is funny how it kind of feels like 1955 again, where we're revamping drive-ins.
There's even music artists doing shows.
Tours are going through. Like pay per carload. Just like you would a movie.
So that's pretty fun, though, because you bring your own snacks and set up your little pallet in the back if you have a truck or an SUV or whatever. Yeah.
No, it was fun. In fact, I mean, I would go as far as to say, to this point in the summer, it's actually been the highlight of what our family has done.
Okay. Well, that's fun.
And I say that both because it was fun, but because there's so little to compete with.
This is true.
You know, I mean, we haven't taken a single trip or anything. So, you know.
And that's such a part of my life, is the adventure of travel.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been. Of course, I couldn't have anyway with my surgeries, but I'm going to be ready to hit it when this is over.
Well, it's just appreciating the simple things now.
That's true.
So,
and there is beauty in those things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of it being hot in the summer activities, I was talking to a friend of mine who has a blow-up pool set up in her backyard.
Oh, fun. Yeah.
And she was mentioning that they're really hard to find right now, like that they're sold out on a lot of.
So do you think that's because pools are?
I think that's why. Like, pools are not open. It's too hot to be outside unless you're in water. So let's just order some kind of small baby pool.
I've even seen lately, so I don't know what this is typically used for, but like, you would have to get this from Home Depot or Lowe's, a very large silver ring.
Oh, kind of like what you would feed.
Maybe it's
cattle or
maybe
something.
Maybe it's a cattle feeder.
Something like that.
I bet that's what it's for, that people are putting water in.
Wow.
I mean, a neighbor.
It's just deep and.
Yeah. I would say it's maybe 2.5 feet, three.
I bet that's what it is.
Yeah.
Those things
so
where
something
you can.
To just float in.
So funny.
Can you believe that?
That's so wild.
That's where we're at, people.
Well, what else to talk about, Miss Sister? We have all kinds of fun things.
I know.
I
mentioned earlier that I wanted to mention something about Bourbon Women.
Yes.
So I did want to let people know, because I just signed up for it too. They're doing their summer sip series, SIP sip series.
Since they didn't get to do their,
they didn't get
we
to
wanted
do their
to go to that
symposium
yes.
up in Kentucky. So they're doing a free online conference August 20th through 22nd.
That's fun.
Each evening. So I think that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday from 6 to 9:30. That's probably Eastern time would be my guess. So I'll link to it in the show notes because you do have to RSVP, but it's
free.
Free
but RSVP.
I mean, the lineup of people that they're going to have talking, I would say if you have any interest in
cocktails
whiskey,
or, yeah.
this would be fun, including Peggy No Stevens, who we interviewed a while back. She'll be on there on the Bourbon Women section. But that Marianne Eves, who is Kentucky's first master distiller. She comes from Castle and Key. She's young, y'all.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And she's a master distiller. She was featured a lot in that documentary we talked about a while back called Neat.
Yes, y'all need to watch that. It's so good.
So anyway, in August, I have plans.
It feels good to say that even if you're sitting at your computer.
That's the plans. Yeah.
That's so fun.
Yeah.
Oh, we're going to have some more fun entertainment upcoming.
I think I know what you might say.
I heard something. That show that we watched on Netflix called Sweet Magnolias.
Season 2.
They got a season 2, so.
That's on Netflix. And were there 10 episodes? 10
I
or 12?
I remember. 10, I think.
Okay. Yeah, so I don't know when.
Okay.
I don't know when they'll do it, because have they shot them?
That's true.
And if they haven't shot them, when do they get to shoot them?
Okay. Well, can they not shoot right now?
A lot of... I mean, if they're in California, for sure not.
No, they were shooting in Georgia.
Oh, that's right.
They were shooting in Georgia, so maybe they can.
Okay. I bet they're at that Pinewood Studios down there. That's okay. So big. That's my guess. So, yeah, well, Sweet Magnolias.
That'll be fun to get back into. Because it was, you know, pretty clean.
I would say it was...
Small town.
PG-13. Yeah. Enough. It wasn't like, you know, Disney Plus, but it was family-ish.
Yeah. Definitely teenager friendly. Yeah. Freya and I had fun watching it together. Yeah, so that was good news to hear.
And I thought they would. My gosh, that... I won't spoil it, but the last scene, it's just like...
Oh, it was such a cliffhanger that you're like, we can't
there's
end
no way
here.
That this is... Yeah, and remember that this is based on books. Did you know that there's a book series?
Oh, I'm remembering that now. I had forgotten that.
Yeah, and so somebody even on our... one of our Facebook group pages, I think, wrote, like, there's... like tens of 20 books.
Okay.
So there's a lot
we've got
more content.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Maybe I should read the book because I just said I like the book better. So anyway,
you sure did.
We'll see. We're just flying through topics right now and I'm loving it. Did you also know that today is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day?
No. Like, and there's so many of these days now, I can't keep up.
Well, I guess I mean today, meaning I looked it
the
up
day
for...
The day it comes out. The day this comes out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So August 4th is National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. It's on... I mean, tomorrow is National Underwear Day.
So make sure you have some on. I don't know what that means.
And then the day after that is National Root Beer Float Day, National Fresh Breath Day. Who comes up with this stuff?
That is so odd.
And why is it attributed to that day?
Yeah, do you get assigned? Or can you say, like, I really want, you know, whatever, June 6th to be still Magnolia's Day?
Well, I was going
to
say, you can register a day through the National Day website.
Okay, let's do it. So still Magnolia Day.
Would our day be in November when our podcast launched? Or would we tie it back to the movie somehow? Like, when the movie came out?
So it's Easter out? When, I don't know, it starts at Easter?
Because as I'm seeing from this schedule... It's not one thing per day. Like, there's
That's
usually
right.
multiple
it
things.
It could be June 6th, could be Steel Magnolia's Day, because I'm going to build my case. It's okay. My birthday.
I'm like, that's a familiar date.
But it's also D-Day.
Yes.
Which was the day the world got freedom from terror.
Oppression. Yes.
So doesn't that seem like, you know... Steel. I'm just trying to build a case.
That's steel and Ladyborn.
And I don't know where I'm going with this. I don't know what. I kind of liked the November when we started the podcast, like the day the first one came out.
Yes.
That we could propose that be Steel Magnolia Day.
I might do that. I'm going to look through because it was the week of Thanksgiving that year, 2 years ago almost, is when we started this. So I'll have to look at what the actual date was because, you know, I mean, it would have been a different day than however you say that.
The Tuesday before Thanksgiving is likely what it was, whatever that was that year. Gosh, we've been at it for a while.
I know. But yeah, these crack me up. There's a National Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. That's coming up on August 8th if y'all want to participate.
I think that would be hysterical to do that. And with a note that said, that's what, you know,
Happy
you were
National
doing.
Sneak Some Zucchini Into Your Neighbor's Porch Day. Not there.
You could sneak it into some food you made day. That would be a funny one. You know how parents are always like...
I'm sneaking it into my husband's meals.
That's true. You've got to do it.
Zucchini bread. Anyone? Wow.
Okay. I had jotted down another thing I wanted to talk about. Okay. But this, again, may be something you should read the book on because it's pretty disturbing.
Oh, no.
I don't watch a ton of... television, period, but certainly not news.
Right.
Because it's so negative.
So depressing.
I mean, I know what I need to know. I investigate things I need to know, but I just can't take all of the negative that I hear when I have the news on.
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Murder after murder and et cetera. So don't laugh, listeners, but I didn't know the Jeffrey Epstein story. I mean, I knew it had to do with sexual perversion. I knew it had to do with he had a lot of money and connections. That's pretty much all I knew.
Yeah, you already know more than I do. So, good job, sis.
That's about all I knew. And I knew he had died in prison and it was questionable if it was suicide. So, I knew all of that.
Yeah.
But I had heard buzz of a few people talking about a Netflix series about him.
Oh, wow.
And so, I got hooked and watched it. It's no, four episodes. Didn't. I did. It's four episodes and
like they're an hour each. You spent 4 hours on this, Lainey.
Yeah, and I even had tears.
Oh,
because they interview some girls that are now adults, but they weren't then. And I don't know. I just think it's a terrible thing.
That sounds heartbreaking. I don't know that I could look at the eyes. I don't look know in that the eyes you could of those
handle it.
Girls.
Well, you could handle it, but we need to pray for our country and our people's hearts. But anyway, that's a whole nother
thing. That's a different sister chat. Maybe we'll talk about it sometime.
Ways to pray for our country.
Yeah.
But this, it was called Filthy Rich, and I'm like, perfect title.
Oh, wow.
And it was done by, there's a famous author named James Patterson.
Yes, our dad loves him. Yeah.
Well, he's the one that kind of pulled this together, like making it a documentary.
Okay.
But they interview all different people, from different police force people to, you know, accused victims, different things. There's going to be more that comes out about this case because it's still ongoing, even though he's
dead.
But anyway,
wow.
I don't even know. I just had jotted it down because I wanted to know if you had watched it, but I already asked you and you said no. So, and I don't know that, maybe you need a book at some point or not.
Watching it either,
but I wanted somebody to talk to about it because it's difficult, like what
you need to process that.
And I watched it alone, so anyway,
you have to be careful with that.
Shoe,
yeah,
that's a word you and I use about things that are gross. We'll just say it was shoe,
yeah, very shoe.
On a lighter note, on a better note, more media. I actually listened to an audiobook. I didn't read it, but I listened to an audiobook called The Gospel Comes with a House Key.
Oh, what a fun title.
Is that not a great title? The author's name is Rosaria Butterfield, and she has a fascinating testimony herself.
Okay.
But we've talked on this podcast a lot about hospitality.
Sure. Sorry, one of our
main
tent poles
things.
Yeah.
Well, she goes into this Gospel Comes with a House Key is all about Christian hospitality.
Okay.
So she goes into some things that make that different than just general hospitality.
Interesting. Because hospitality is a biblical principle.
Yes.
For sure. But all of those that practice hospitality and books on hospitality,
it may not have an
rarely
ounce to
mention
do.
Anything to do with Bible believing principles.
Yeah, because even if it's Christians who are gathering, like if you're hosting your whatever group from church,
your Bible study
or whatever, it's not necessarily that you're doing that at the luncheon. Like,
right.
Does that make sense? Like.
Yeah.
So she talks a lot about actual Christian principles.
Okay.
So I want you to
read it,
listen to it, whatever. And then I would love for us to talk about it on an episode.
Okay.
Because I think people who are Christian would like to hear some of her thoughts. And people who aren't might be intrigued by it.
So
or
let's put
whatever.
It out there that if you have been listening today and you're already thinking that you might go and sign up for one of our Patreon tiers, and this is intriguing to you as well, go ahead and read The Gospel Comes with a House Key, because on a future sister chat, which will be our monthly bonus, we will discuss it at length. So if you're wanting to already have read it by the time we discuss it, go ahead and do that now.
I just
so
think it's
prepared.
Interesting. Some of the things that she goes into and her own story is really interesting. So anyway, I
love
just
that
wanted
title.
To throw that out.
So
and,
good.
That's the kind of deeper waters we'll go into when we're on our
we're nothing's
extra
off,
episodes.
Yeah, where nothing's off the table. So
that's right.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode, this special. I wouldn't want to call it a bonus episode because it's our regular release. But
this one is, but there's going to be some bonus ones that you would only get if you're in the Patreon community.
Yes. So patreon.com/steelmagnolias is where you're going to want to go. I'll link to that in our show notes. Check it out. See if there's a tier that feels right to you. I cannot even tell you how much we thank you for even considering that.
Yes.
We value you. We value your support. And we know that financial givings are sacrificial. And so just know that we appreciate that. So.
Well, peace be with you, Laura Beth.
And also with y'all. Bye.
Chicago, it's no mystery that Chevy is your best bet for the unpredictable spring ahead. The snow and ice may be gone, but the spring plot thickens at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the true MO of SUVs. If you're thinking about taking all the twists and turns in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to see which one you can identify. And don't worry, they can't see you behind the glass. Need the power and durability of a Silverado, the all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer, the spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban, or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to solve the case like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate your nearest Chevy dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy. Together, let's drive.